Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can listen or download this and any one of my shows at my website, bruceallen.com. Today we spoke about long, overwhelming days and how life seems more complicated than ever. Next week we'll be talking about family generations or generations of families. But as far as what we talked about this week, do you take time off? Do you have downtime? Wayne Levine shared with us the fact that he was getting overwhelmed and took a vacation because he just needed time to reflect, time to reassess how he was managing his time. Do you have balance in your life? Do your kids? These are good questions. I'm not sure we answered them all, but we certainly posed them and came up with some thoughts. I also asked the question, it's kind of funny because in the context of this political season, everybody is asking, is your life better off than it used to be over the last 4 years? That's the political context. But not touching that with a 10-foot pole, I really am curious, is your life better than it used to be in general, not about your economics or politics, but the complexity in your life? Have computers made your life better? Have all the technology that your car possesses, other than the safety features, which of course are good, is it easier to drive? Is it more fun? Do you like having a billion different options for your entertainment versus just a few TV channels, a book, and going to the movies or live music or theater? The options are so large, so considerable. And of course, when you add the internet and YouTube, it is, at times, for me, it is overwhelming. I love much of it, but you used to be able to turn off. Do you turn off? Do you take a day off? These are the things that I wonder a lot. So, and that's kind of what we talked about. On a more mundane level, I want to tell you that there are sponsor slots available for either or both this radio show and for Dad Chat. Brands are starting to recognize that sponsoring a tweet chat is a very smart way to actually have interaction, meaningful interaction with customers, rather than the traditional media, which I'm not saying radio isn't of great value, because it is, but billboards, for example. People drive by billboards, and are they really interacting? With the radio, you can, if you're listening to radio at home, you can write something down. You can jot down a phone number. If you have your smartphone home handy, you can dictate a note. Oh, yeah, I want to call about blah, blah, blah. But with a tweet chat like Dad Chat, if you're on your computer and a sponsor comes up and it's of interest, you can click on right there at the moment and go see the product, go look at the service, go decide if it's something you want to do right then. And in many cases, when they sponsor my chat, there's a representative from the company. So you can ask a question of someone that actually knows. That's a different kind of advertising than there ever used to be. Also part of why our lives are more complicated. I do want to invite you to sign up and receive my weekly newsletter, Stay in the Loop, by just going to bruceallen.com. On the homepage is a place where you can sign up, and you will get nothing but a weekly newsletter. No spam. You're not put on any lists. I also hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. And the new Because I Said So comic strip is called The Cure for the Empty Nest Blues, and the new I'm Not That Dad vlog is called Pork Pie Drums. I'll leave you wondering what the heck that means. Suffice it to say that that is the name of the drum company, small little company in our area that made my son's new drum set that we transported cross-country on my recent trip. And when our car did briefly break down in the desert and it was getting to over 105 degrees, I did see a look of panic on my son's face as he wondered if his drums were going to be melted when he took them out of their bags. That was one of the many adventures we had on this trip, which was memorable beyond belief, and I don't think I'll ever do it again. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. And second, my cheerleader-in-chief, Les Carroll, who is my home station KZSB AM 1290's station manager. Thank you again for joining us. I hope you got some wisdom from this show. That's the goal, to help you be a better parent, be a better husband, a better wife, a better daughter, a better friend. And do remember my motto, if you can, please be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.
Walk, walk, walk.